Corporate earnings trickle out in the midst of the trade war. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Quarterly earnings season continues, with more than 120 companies in the S&P 500 expected to report their results this week. This morning, Halliburton posted a 10% decline in third quarter profits, thanks to lower demand for its oil field services in North America. Other companies reporting in the days ahead include Chipotle, Caterpillar, Ford, Boeing, and Amazon. Julia Coronado with Macro Policy Perspectives joins me now to talk about what to expect. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
What should we be looking for in these earnings?
What we expect is some evidence of the global slowdown. Particularly companies that are globally exposed are likely to feel the pain of what has been very sluggish growth around the world, as well as evidence of the trade war, the tariffs, biting into margins, leading to some restructuring at companies. And then for the consumer companies, we're looking at how well the consumer is holding up amid all of this sort of global turbulence and uncertainty.
Are the companies that have reported so far talking about the trade war?
We are seeing it's early in the earnings season. We saw mostly financials last week, which are less impacted. So it's really going to be the industrial companies and the consumer companies where we're really going to get that good read on what's going on the ground.
Now, on the subject of trade, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said on Fox Business that if trade talks go well with China, the scheduled tariffs that are due to take effect in December could be removed. Any reason for optimism there?
Yes, it seems like there has been some cooling off in the trade tension between the U.S. and China. That would be good news to remove that impending tax on consumers. We still have existing tariffs, though, that are taking a bite. So it would be good news, but it wouldn't be the end of the story.
Okay. Julia Coronado, she's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
A new mall has been rising in the swamps of New Jersey next to the Meadowlands Sports Complex, where the NFL's Jets and Giants play. And with apologies to the boss, maybe mall is too tame a word for this mansion of glory. When it opens on Friday, American Dream will support an amusement park, an indoor ice rink, and ski slope. By early next year, there will be a slew of high-end stores and restaurants. That's right, a new destination retail venue at a time when many malls are down in the dumps with the mumps. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
I grew up in North Jersey. I don't live there anymore, but my former classmate Gene Johnson Segredo does. We just re-met at our 40th high school reunion.
Super fine 79.
Yeah. Anyway, Segredo still goes to the same Jersey malls we used to hang out at. She figures the sparkly new American Dream Mall will attract a younger crowd.
I can't imagine I won't get dragged there by my daughter. It sounds kind of fun.
Good news for American Dream's developers. But aren't we living through a retail apocalypse?
Not all malls are facing extinction.
Jack Kleinhentz at the National Retail Federation says mega mall entertainment centers in wealthy urban areas can succeed.
Crafting great experiences, not necessarily great shopping.
Experiences like roller coasters, concerts, valet parking, and fine dining. That's what high-end malls are counting on to stay far away from the retail death spiral. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A few years ago, France passed a law requiring supermarkets to donate unsold food to the needy instead of throwing it away. That's made the country a leader in the fight against food waste. Now a string of startups has emerged to cash in on that fight. John Lawrenson has more.
Chef Solène Galard ladles gravy over a pan of gently browning duck at a soup kitchen housed in a Paris church.
Duck with a... A lot of butter, garlic, rosemary, and thyme.
At Refettorio, 80 guests, all of them low income, many of them homeless, sit down every evening to a free gourmet meal in the crypt of the Église de la Madeleine. All of the ingredients were destined for the trash, unsold food that supermarkets give to food banks, or that the chic stores in this neighbourhood give Refettorio directly, says manager Deborah Bellet.
It's coming from the food bank, but also from different partners, for example, Fauchon. And they give us every night all the pain au chocolat, the croissant.
Refettorio has profited from a 30% increase in food bank donations since France required supermarkets to donate unsold food instead of destroying it. Companies have been created too. Phoenix, that helps supermarkets get unsold produce from stores to charities. Several apps that help consumers find cheap unsold food in smaller stores. And now this. A fast-growing supermarket chain called We're Anti-Food Waste. As co-founder Vincent Justin explains, it buys up food that would have been thrown away by farmers and wholesalers.
We try with the farmers to find some ugly products. For example, for the cheese, which is a big subject in France, you can find some cheese who are a little bit smaller or with a strange form or this kind of things.
Now the French Parliament is looking at a law to make it illegal for stores to throw away non-food products too. In Laval, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And Netflix said today it's planning to sell $2 billion worth of bonds to raise money to buy, develop, and produce more content. In other words, billions of bonds for binging. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.